What's up, guys? Hey, we're gonna be doing another Gridiron Greatness podcast today. We're gonna be joined by Drake. Drake's gonna be joining us right at discussion time, so it's gonna be a fun podcast. We're just gonna be doing discussion time today. It might not be as long or something like that, but we'll make do with what we got. So thank you, and let's hope we have a good time. So Drake, Miami, the Raiders, Colts, and Ravens. This is going to be contenders versus pretenders. Which ones do you think are contenders and which one do you think are pretenders? Or other way around. I don't know what I said.
Yo, Hugh, I really think Miami has a shot. I mean, I get, like, they got a rookie QB under center, but he's been having a good year. I mean, and then I would also say, I think the Colts are very good contenders. Their defense is arguably the best defense in the league. So, I don't know. And then the Ravens, they have to win out to get the wild card. So I don't know if that's gonna happen. And then
Las
what else?
Vegas. Las Vegas.
The Raiders, I mean they beat the Chiefs, but I don't know. I don't think they have a shot.
Right, so I'm going contenders for all but one team, and that one team is Ravens. With the Browns and the Steelers in their division, I just think it's almost zero to slim they'll make the playoffs. They have to win out, but I think with that strong performance they showed yesterday, even with Trace McSorley, who I don't know, he played a few plays. I mean, I guess he was good here and there. But Lamar Jackson coming back, I think that saved him really. Colts, I think, are a really good contender. I think, arguably, as Drake said, defense best in the league. Phillip Rivers is playing pretty well. Jonathan Taylor, especially, has been playing really well for a rookie running back. I mean,
And
there are a few.
they have a second option with Nyheim Hines.
I would sign him back, honestly. I think he's a really good player. I think he brings a lot to the table in terms of the team. The Raiders. You can go either way. I would say contender just because I feel like John Gruden and Derek Carr formed something special this year. Henry Ruggs being fast. I mean, I just think everything's coming together for them. Their defense, a little shaky here and there, but overall, I think they have a decent defense. Overall, pretty good team. I think they have a shot, at least in a wild card spot. Miami. So, this is tough because they're in a predicament with the Patriots, my team. The Patriots, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with them. But Miami, on the other hand, they're 8-5, I think. Yeah, 8-5. And I think they have a real shot. I mean, going behind the Bills, it's never really easy. But I think that for them, I think they can do it. Tua's playing pretty well. Ryan Fitzmagic always has another option. If Tua isn't playing well in a drive or something like that, their defense is playing off its rocker. I know it's cringy what I just said. I
They're
know. Get
really
over it.
playing very well. I have them on my fantasy team. Shout out to the
Yeah.
Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. Their defense has just exploded onto the scene of defenses this year.
Mean, three interceptions against one of the best offenses in the NFL.
Yeah, it's not the best offense. Like Patrick Mahomes getting three picks off him, that's not easy, man. It's really not easy. All right, so the second topic in discussion time, we're going NFC and AFC championship game prediction and Super Bowl predictions. We can even go with the winner of the whole thing. Drake, you want to start it off?
Sure. I mean, with the AFC, it's really a toss-up. I think a lot of people have the Chiefs right in there. But honestly, I really do think the Browns have a real shot.
Really?
Yes, the Steelers, they have once they play actually a good team, they lose. I mean, they've lost two in a row, and all their 11 wins have just not been amazing teams. And the Ravens, yes, they did beat the Browns, but they've already lost enough games that we don't even know if they're going to win out to even get in.
Well, they have a very easy schedule. They have the Giants, the Jaguars, and the Bengals.
Yes.
So that's
The
like
Giants
big.
could give them some trouble.
A run for the money, yeah. But yeah,
their defense played really well. So,
It did. It really did play well.
And then,
so what about the NFC, Jake?
NFC. I mean, there's just such a wide spread. I feel like the Packers definitely have a shot. I mean, they're playing Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams. All of them are playing lights out. And I really think that's definitely a lock spot in the NFC Championship. And I'm probably going to have to go with the Seahawks in that too. Because that's just there. Russell Wilson's having a really good year. He has a ton of options with Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf. The only thing they really have to rely on is their defense coming in clutch. Because they do not have an especially good defense.
Yeah. So what about your Super Bowl predictions, Drake?
Honestly, I think the Super Bowl is going to be Chiefs-Packers.
Really?
I think both teams are playing amazing. Definitely have one of the best offenses in the NFL for both of them. Chiefs, I would say, the best. And Packers are right up there. Packers also have a decent defense, and Chiefs have a decent defense. So I really think as long as Rodgers doesn't get hurt and Patrick Mahomes doesn't get hurt, I think that will be the Super Bowl. Yeah. Back to the classics.
So, yeah, I know what you mean. My AFC Championship game, I'm going to go with the Bills versus the Chiefs. I think the Bills have been playing amazing. Josh Allen looking like an MVP. Their defense, it's shaky at times, but I think it really pulled through in the game. Overall, I think the defense really complements the offense. Offense complements the defense a lot. I think that they work really well together. And Sean McDermott's been very good, very, very good as a head coach. My NFC Championship. Now, I'm going to go with, number one, the Rams. The only reason I say this is, defense, amazing. Their cornerbacks, defensive backs, amazing. Their offense, on the other hand, Jared Goff.
Something's going on with your recording right now.
What do you mean? Can you hear me?
It's like really like, it's like gurgly. I don't know how to say it.
Gurgly?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me figure. How long has that been going on for?
Like, I can't even understand what you're saying. The only word I heard you say was the Rams.
Okay. How about now?
A little better.
How about now?
A little better.
How about That's now? Perfect yes. right here. All right, perfect. So, back to what I was saying. I was going to say the Rams. I think the Rams, offense, defense. Oh, sorry for the technical difficulties, by the way. Offense, defense for the Rams, very nice. I think the head coach, amazing. Really good head coach. I think he can really lead their team to a Super Bowl again, even though they just lost one like 2 years ago.
Yeah, because of
Super Bowl
53. Because of a BS call with the Saints.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started. I'm a Saints fan, and that was one of the stupidest calls I've ever seen.
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean. That was really, really bad. Then the Super Bowl prediction, no, other team, I'm going Packers. Aaron Rodgers, another MVP, I think. Those two teams in the NFC, I think they can go really well together. I would go, out of those two teams, I'm going to go Rams versus the Bills.
Really?
In the Super Bowl. I know, it's a little bit of a long shot.
They're all underdogs, but, I mean, everyone has a shot.
Especially those two teams.
Another toss-up, maybe for the NFC Championship. Obviously, the Seahawks. And then, I think the Saints, I mean, they did just lose to the Eagles. But they had to learn a whole new quarterback.
Yeah, and Taysom Hill, he's a quarterback, but at the same time.
Yeah.
He's not Drew Brees. He's not even close to Drew Brees.
And then, well, Michael Thomas isn't having his, like, amazing year.
Yeah,
I mean,
I know.
And the Panthers, honestly. They're not having a bad year.
They're not, but I don't think they have a shot at it. They're not playing awful, actually. They're not playing awful.
Christian McCaffrey's just been out the whole year, so.
Yeah. We'll figure. The last one here. The Pats playoff chances. Do you think they're real or do you think they're not real? So, I'll give you a rundown of what they need to do. They need to win out against the Bills, Miami, and the Jets. And then they need the Raiders to lose one more. They need the Ravens to lose two. And then they need the Dolphins to lose one more, which is doable. I don't think it's going to happen, coming from a Patriots fan. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think the Ravens are going to lose two, especially with that awful schedule coming up.
Yeah, easy schedule. I completely agree with you. I don't think the Ravens are losing two, and I don't think New England is going to beat the Bills or Miami. Yeah, I mean, they've an obvious one against the Jets, but I don't think Cam Newton is as reliable to do all of that.
Yeah, I mean. All right, well, that's it for discussion time section. When we come, thank you all very much for listening to this podcast. I know it wasn't like a typical two-section podcast, but I promise next week we will be bringing that to you. Thank you very much. Thank you.